about a sharkness, man.
It's HBR, All Things Considered, Dave Lawrence, and I can't thank you enough for all you do to support us. Membership, donations, volunteering, and for you and our HBR Ohana, this is my way of saying mahalo. For our end of year campaign, let's go back and celebrate some of our treasured interviews from 2025, like Billy Gibbons of ZZ Top.
My man. It's not long overdue, but it's always overdue to catch up and compare notes.
Thank you, my friend. You know what's neat about this show? You've got this cat who played drums for one incredible Texas guitar player, and now he's joining your BFGs.
Indeed. Chris Whipper-Layton, who I've known since his earliest foray out into the spotlight with Stevie Ray Vaughan and Double Trouble,
yep.
Another great success with the Archangels. He has volunteered to bring his bad, bad Texas shuffle to join us a few nights at the Blue Note with you guys in Honolulu. Of course, our mainstay, Mike the Drifter Flanagan. He said, man, he said, let me get Chris Whipper-Layton, between the two of us, we'll create a platform. All you have to do is walk out there and bang on that six string, and we got it made. I said, okay.
When is the very first time, if you can recall, that you met Chris, I guess, through Stevie?
Through Stevie. Well, Stevie's older brother, my good buddy Jimmy Vaughn. We used to see Jimmy when the Fabulous Thunderbirds were forming. It was shortly thereafter Stevie stepped out of the shadows with Double Trouble.
You have so many gigs. I don't know if you'd remember this, but it was in March of 1987. You played at Aloha Stadium, and Stevie Ray Vaughan was your opening act.
Man, I can't tell you what fond recollections that brings. Run DMC was on the on the bill.
That's right.
In fact, I remember an early ZZ Top show had unfolded in Texas. Stevie Ray was announced to be in the audience, and somebody said, you know, he's getting to be quite a guitar player. You ought to let him come up. And Frank Beard, who is from the Dallas area that grew up close to the Vaughns, He said, man, we ought to give Stevie a shot here.
You both had that hat thing going.
Yeah, that was...
Different kind of hat.
Yeah, he said, you know, we go good together with these hats. I said, what do you mean? He said, I got this flat Spanish-looking thing, and he said, yours curls up on the side, that Western thing. He said, we don't bump into each other. Said, that's good. That works.
Over your long career, did you get the pleasure of ever running into Willie Dixon?
Oh, yeah. We had gathered in Chicago for an art opening. Recollections from around the planet of individuals that had some connective thread to the early days of Chess Records, Chess and Checkered, the Chess Brothers. We had been invited to go up, and sure enough, Willie Dixon was there. We had done a opening slot with Freddie King and the Muddy Waters Band. And Willie Dixon had heard about it, and he said, well, now that we're pals, he said, next time you go out, you better call me. He said, I'm still ready to whip up on the bass. I said, okay, man. We wrote a song together.
Wow. Oh, boy.
Unfortunately, he passed away shortly thereafter. This was one of our longstanding heroes. We consider ourselves lucky to be interpreters.
Yeah, we bad.
With the great Billy Gibbons of ZZ Top, a 2025 guest highlight, I'm Dave Lawrence, offering that to you as a big mahalo for supporting Hawaii Public Radio.